This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. And the Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm having a good morning. Not because of any of the sports in Pittsburgh right now. But, I'm having a good morning. It's chilly out there. Kind of woke me up this morning too. I actually got up early because my house was so cold, like the temperatures dropped, and it doesn't seem too surprising anymore, but it is just, it's cold out there. I'm ready for baseball season. Perhaps a trip to Florida would help me here coming up, in the spring and going to spring training games, which I am more and more heavily considering as, spring training. Games are set to begin this weekend. The Pirates and Twins play, and we'll have coverage for you here on The Fan. So that's good. That's exciting. So the Penguins lost, and that's rough. Not surprising, though. They did it the exact way you'd think, right? An overtime loss. They still get a point, but definitely could have had two, and that's disappointing. So we'll get into that this morning. Pittman's basketball lost in a way that you kind of expected. Wake Forest, I think Bill Hillgrove, I heard him say they hadn't lost at home this season so far. And, they won by a lot. So Pittman's basketball is okay. I heard some discussions from some people talking. Seems like if Pitt, in the ACC tournament, if Pitt can at least win a game there, then they'll make the big tournament. So that's something to look forward to. It seems they'll be all right. They're still listed as fifth in the ACC, so they're still up there. I think they were fourth before their loss from the standings I saw on Monday. So they're all right. It's still a good story, still a good comeback story for them. They're doing all right. So, that's what we can only hope for. If they can get into the, in the ACC tournament, if they get a win, they'll be all right. I also hear some swirlings. Some people are upset about it. Some people are, some people are embracing it. Who's the Steelers' backup quarterback going to be, or who are the Steelers going to acquire? And I've been hearing some things, and honestly, I was excited about Justin Fields, and then I heard some rumors that Russell Wilson would be a good quarterback of interest for the Steelers to pick up, and now I'm hearing reports that Jimmy Garoppolo is linked to the Steelers, and part of me is like, what the heck is this? Why are there so many names being thrown out there? And then part of me is like, oh, well, maybe the Steelers PR department or Tomlin or Rooney or whoever is just throwing names out there to throw us all off as fans. And so I've kind of withdrawn from those conversations. Like, I'll have a conversation with you about it if you want to talk about the quarterbacks. I just know some of you are like, don't really want to talk about that. Some of you love the NFL so much and you want to speculate. And I love speculating, but, like, there's too many names now that are being dropped for me to be, like, seriously interested in that conversation right now. Just personally, there's too much going on. There's too much, like, oh, it could be this guy or that guy or that guy or that guy. I want a little more legitimacy in those reports, or a little more traction in those reports before I start engaging in those. I like the idea of Justin Fields being on the roster, and I said that before. I do not like Russell Wilson or Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know what they're going to do. And, you know, Garoppolo just got hit with the suspension for PEDs, even though he's become a meme for that because he didn't even play better taking the performance-enhancing drugs. But, I don't know. That doesn't seem like a good fit for the Steelers. Russell Wilson definitely doesn't. Just wouldn't make much sense. Not that everything... The Steelers do make sense to us, you know, us common folk. They always know what they're doing. Justin Fields would be exciting, I think, just because of the way he's played and the potential you feel like he could unlock with good coaches. But do the Steelers have good coaches anymore? That's a great question. And you're welcome to answer it. 412-928-9370. You can call me on the phone lines this morning, you know, since you're awake and you know, listening to sports radio on this morning. Pittsburgh Pirates, like I said, they start spring training. They play the Minnesota Twins on Saturday for their first game of spring training. Most games start over the weekend for the MLB teams. So you listen to that game here on The Fan, like I said. But I'm excited. I'm ready for the warm weather is kind of what I was getting at as well. Tired of this cold. So sometimes I like the change in temperature, but, like, I'd much rather have warm for a longer period of time than cold. I just, you know, everybody teases me. They're like, oh, you don't wear sleeves. Oh, you know, and I've always teased them that I'm not cold. But after a while, it gets a little monotonous, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready to go outside without chill or sleeves. You know, I want to feel the warmth. And the warm off the English, excuse me. The warmth also signifies the start of baseball season. You know, springtime is the start of baseball, and I love baseball, so I'm ready for springtime. Pirates play on this weekend, and there's a lot of interest. I mean, spring training's taken more lightly, so I'm excited to be able to cover baseball again with the spring training season starting. We'll see from some players how they do. I mean, Henry Davis is still among the biggest of the storylines here. Like, where is he going to start at the beginning of the season? There's a lot of reports that say that he's going to be in AAA to kind of refine his catching abilities, which is scary for me. There's some justification for it. You know, I hope he's on the major league roster, though, because he's a good hitter. And he's proven he's a good hitter. And, you want to solidify those young guys in the lineup at this point if you're really going to take off as an organization. And so, for me, I want to see him, you know, stay on the roster. You know, find a spot in the outfield. I mean, if they're going to have Grandal and DeLay on the roster already, you don't have to force him back into that catcher position if you don't think that he's ready. Now, maybe they want to develop him more, and maybe he's going to be the catcher of the future if they don't think Andy Rodriguez is going to be their consistent piece there, if they're going to move Rodriguez to first base, which was also rumored. So there's a lot of question marks with that situation. That's one of the interesting things to see, like, how well is Henry Davis going to do, and will that even matter in terms of what they have planned for him, and will he start on the major league roster when spring training ends and that opening day roster is set? We'll see. I think Yasmani Grandal is also going to be interesting to watch. I mean, he's most definitely going to be on the major league roster then. They signed him to, seems to be the catcher, to be the guy here, at least for the start of the season. So I'm going to be interested in watching him. All eyes are going to be on Paul Skeens for sure when he gets his opportunities in spring training, because, you know, he's that guy. So another exciting guy. And I also like the idea of watching Terramar Johnson. He was one of the non-rostered invitees. He was the 2022 first-round pick for the Pirates, fourth overall. And I just remember him at the podium saying, like, look out, Pittsburgh, or something like that. You know, he was like, yeah, look out. I'm ready to help the Pirates. And I just thought that was really cool. So seeing his name as a non-roster invitee after being in the minors for about a year and a half is cool. So I'm ready for spring training to start. I'm ready for warm weather. Exciting stuff. All right, and now on to the most of the depressing stories. Like I said, Pittman's basketball, forgive them. You know, Wake Forest is good. And they do really well at home. And I think Pitt beat Wake Forest earlier in the year when they played at the Peterson Event Center. So that's all good. It happens. Five-game winning streak ended with that loss. The less forgivable of the losses, the Pittsburgh Penguins. So we'll get into that now. If you have any opinions, by the way, at all, I'm just kind of doing a rundown of all the sports here active in Pittsburgh right now. Well, this reason I'm in cover Pitt football, but they're well out of season. But all the sports right now that are kind of having some news swirling around them, kind of covering. So if you want to cover any of the sports, you want to ask me any questions, you want to make any comments, you're welcome to give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callus_33. That's @CALLAS_33. If you mention me in a post and I find it stimulating enough, I will respond over the air. If not, I usually respond to everybody on Twitter, so in written form at the very least, because I like engaging with you guys. I appreciate the questions and the conversations. So you can do that again on Twitter at @Callus_33. That's @CALLAS_33. The Penguins, I struggle to, like, I mean, I get it. I understand what's going on. Not super thrilled about it. A little bit later on, I'm going to play some of Mike Sullivan's comments, because he's turned. Like, I remember kind of poking fun at him last season because whenever they lose down the stretch, he would be like, you know, like angry Mike Sullivan. Like, oh, you know, why is anybody ever asking me any questions? This is straightforward. We lost, and, you know, my Mike Sullivan impression. But, no, I mean, that's what he would do, and I was just kind of like, guy, like, we're going to ask you questions because this is not good. I mean, the Penguins, 17 seasons straight of making the playoffs, and a team that just seemed capable was on the brink and lost crucial games toward the end to get them eliminated from the playoffs. And then on the end of the year, it was real sad. I think it was the Chicago Blackhawks they lost to, and the Blackhawks, one of the worst teams in the league last season. So that was just real disappointing. I mean, they were already eliminated at that point, but that was just kind of like one of those, you know, terrible thuds to the end of the season. And now we got this season where they're not even close. They are second to last in the Metropolitan Division. To their credit, there's still like 2 months of games left to play. But yeah, I mean, they're just not, like, I mean, it's just painfully obvious, and it continues to be apparent that they are slow and not able to keep up. I mean, they got a game into overtime again, but like it's the same thing with the Steelers, which is why I'm kind of frustrated with, like, these two teams in particular. Like, if my sports teams are going to struggle, I like a little bit of variety in, like, how they struggle. I like a little bit of just, like, okay, keep it interesting. Like, okay, you know, they might have lost, but this happened, and, you know, you didn't expect that to happen, and it's disappointing, but, like, you feel good about the disappointment. It's like, we've seen this story with the Steelers that, you know, they came back in the fourth quarter every game, and they were, like, barely winning, and then they lost some, like, terrible games because we just don't expect the offense to do well. And that was frustrating because it didn't seem like the offense like really grew until Mason Rudolph started. Penguins are kind of the same way. It's like, okay, we're going to keep it like close, and then we're going to, late in the game, struggle, and then the opponent could get back into the game, tie it, and we'll go into overtime, or they'll win. And yeah, and then sadness. And then Penguins lose. They get that point, right? They get that point for not losing in regulation. But like still, I mean, it's like you could have had, I mean, you had the opportunity, you were in the game enough to win. So it's just like, it's seeing the same type of loss over and over and over again that kind of does it in for me. Which is just, I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, any losses would be frustrating for organizations, but at least like when you feel like one struggling element is getting better over time and like different problems happen. Like the Pirates last year were interesting because they looked like they were improving in different areas throughout the season. Now they started hot and then they struggled, and that made them a little more susceptible to criticism because they had it and then they lost it. But like they were an interesting case because it was like if the offense was hot and the bullpen was hot, the starting pitching struggled, which meant that the other two had to pick up. If the starting pitching was hot and the hitting was hot, the bullpen kind of struggled and gave up late leads. But so at least you had more of like a variety with that, where like you felt like the timing just wasn't there. Like the players individually in the different sections of the game were still like getting better, but just like the other sides were faltering a little bit because, you know, teams were figuring them out. At least in that case, it's like, okay, well, there's a variety here. You know, at least we see the different parts, you know, getting better. And then they ended September, you know, the month of September with a winning record, not overall. I mean, like in the month of September, they had a winning record, I believe. And so you felt like there was some improvement there. Like with the Steelers and the Penguins right now, it's just this monotonous, like, you know, this monotonous, okay, well, we know what the problem is, but nobody's fixing the problem. That's just, yeah, that's what I noticed, and that's frustrating. Mike Sullivan, head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, made some comments of interest yesterday, so we'll go over that next. You can still get a phone line, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X. Again, at @Callas_33 is my handle. That's @CALLAS_33. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and I'll be back here coming up next on the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's The Fan early morning show here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. We'll talk a little bit more about the Penguins here coming up in a moment, but first, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. Today, high of 57, low of 28, mostly clear skies expected in the forecast. Then tomorrow, 70% chance of rain with a high of 48 and a low of 39. So really, if you're like me and you get up early in the morning, you're going to get hit with the 29-degree temperature right now because the sun's down, so no heat's really being circulated. So yeah, just look out for that for sure. It's, of course, it's going to warm up when the sun rises. That's Fan Weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. A couple quick pieces of audio from Mike Sullivan I just want to introduce you to here because I heard them and I was interested. This one for sure I want to play for you while we have some time. It's a little bit odd, but go ahead and just listen. I remember I was talking about Mike Sullivan being like angry and like Gurr last year. Well, here's what it is now. Here's what he sounds like now.
Well, it's a tough one. It's disappointing because I thought our team competed really hard. You know, I thought in some of the ebbs and flows of the game, certain things didn't go our way. A couple of the goals were fluky, and I just thought our guys kept competing. So from that standpoint, I thought there was a lot to like about our team game tonight. I thought our guys had an inspired effort. So, you know, we didn't get the result. Obviously, that's disappointing, but I think there's a lot of good things we can take from this one.
Fluky. Odd for a coach to be like, yeah, a lot of flukes happened to that game, so I'm proud of how we played as a team. Very interesting. And then here's Mike Sullivan, too, talking about the process and control, what they can control and all that stuff, which also had some interesting bites in it. So here, take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're disappointed we didn't get two, you know. I try to look at it objectively and you know, look at the process and, you know, and give the players, you know, a fair assessment of how the game was played. You know, you can't always control if the puck goes in the net or not. All you can control is your effort, your energy, your intent, your compete level, your execution level. And I thought for a lot of the night, it was a pretty inspired effort by a lot of guys. You know, I thought we had a lot of guys that were playing a determined game, and I thought our intentions were in the right spots. I thought we had a fair amount of offensive zone play. You know, we fought back to get back in the game and a couple of different times. Just the resilience that the guys showed, I was proud of that. I think the guys really stepped up in that regard. That's going to be an important element for us moving forward, and I think that's something that we can build on.
See, but we talked about this before, like, I remember hearing about it, and then I talked about it because, I mean, it's a good point. We've talked about this. It's like it doesn't matter how much they care anymore if they're not good enough. If Sullivan's not a good enough coach or if the players are not good and fast enough to keep up with the league, like, I don't care about any of that anymore. Like, we're going to have to find somebody who can do the job, be a better coach or be better players or find better players to play for the team if this is the case. Like, I don't care what their intentions are anymore. Like, I don't care what Mike Sullivan's personal assessment is anymore. Like, I mean, that's cool. They're all human beings. That's fine. You need a little bit of like motivational speech in there, sprinkled in there from time to time. You got to take care of them as people. I get that. But like right now, in the long term, it's not good enough, and I don't care how much they claim to care anymore. We've had a too long of a stretch here where they've had just the same problems that have not been fixed, and I'm not sure that they can get fixed with the way that the roster is constructed right now. They're just not young enough. And Sullivan's not... I mean, whether it's his fault or not, if you give him younger players, I mean, who knows what he could do, but just like the roster the way it is right now, like Sullivan's not getting through. I mean, it's cool he's not angry Sullivan anymore. I mean, I'll give him credit for that because I made fun of him last season for that. You know, like, oh, we're lost and don't ask me questions. Like, at least now he's like a little more lighthearted about it. But yeah, I don't. The answer is I'll accept them. I'll be like, sure, okay, I appreciate that you care, but I also don't care that you care if you're not winning. Because that's just, you know, it doesn't matter. If you're not solving the problems that you have, you caring is not going to matter. Winning is really the ultimate goal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.